Jason Gresh, who runs a page, countdownmemories.com, has joined us. Hello, Jason. Ted Bull here and John Cranfield.
Hi, how are you?
Look, I'm very well. Now, I want to know, how come you became a Countdown tragic?
Oh, God, it's a very long story, I suppose. I guess in the 70s when Countdown started, I think it was such an amazing show to have on Australian television that most families in Australia were watching. And my parents and my older sister were watching, so I was drawn into music by like the age of 4 years old. And Countdown was the biggest influence that got me into music and into video and all things exciting, really.
Well, it's still there today after all these years. And what kind of reaction is Countdown having in 2005? Does it still have a reaction?
I think actually the reaction at the moment is, especially this year, I'm finding is absolutely huge. Like, it's just massive. I mean, I get emails through my website like almost every day. I think it's actually bigger this year than it has been in quite a few years, actually.
Do you think this is... It's John Cranfield here, hello. Do you think that's because it's the 30th anniversary of the year when it was really big? I know it started in 74, but in 75 was really when it caught on.
Well, I think that could... that is, I guess, a large part of it in a way, but in a way it's not, because there's also a lot of younger audiences who are even getting into the show who actually didn't watch Countdown when it was originally on, but have been exposed to it and to music from the 70s and the 80s as well. So, I mean, it still has the power to influence even younger audiences, which is great to see that it can do that after so long.
Of course, it's the ABC features it with Rage in January, doesn't it?
Yep, they do. I think that also with the younger audiences has helped a lot as well. I mean, it's the people like myself who grew up with it when it was originally on. I mean, it's amazing for us to see it again, but it's also exciting for you, as I said, a younger audience who, you know, I mean, let's face it, really these days, I don't think that the music scene is anywhere near as exciting as it was in the 70s or the 80s. So I think it's nice for, you know, a younger generation to, you know, see what happened, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
It's sad that the same thing can't be said about the Johnny O'Keefe shows and 6 o'clock rock, that they weren't kept. But the thing also is that the band, it's a vicious circle. The bands that became big because of Countdown, in many ways, are still big today and people still remember them, like Split Enz, Skyhooks, of course, Olivia Newton-John, and ABBA and the international bands that made an appearance.
How important were the international bands to Countdown, Jason?
I think that the international bands were very important. I think many international bands would not have made it big in Australia without Countdown. As I think Molly Meldrum, I mean, his great passion for music. I mean, say the very early 80s, I mean, he pushed, for instance, the band The Human League with their album Dare. I mean, he reviewed it week after week after week, and he pushed these bands down people's throats, like Duran Duran as well, people like Adam and the Ants and the whole New Romantic thing and Kim Wilde, and then people like Culture Club and Prince. And Madonna, you know, she became huge in this country through Molly's endless, you know, interviews and push about these artists. And in the 70s, I even think, as well, without Countdown, even people like, I mean, international acts, even people, the whole glam rock scene, people like Gary Glitter, David Bowie, etc. I mean, without Countdown, I mean, you wouldn't have gotten a real vision, like, on television, you know, you knew what these people were like. I mean, the real pop star, I think, was born, especially in Australia, through watching these shows. And, of course, in Australia, people also like Marsha Hines, who came here from America,
she got a
very big breakthrough being on Countdown.
Molly Meldrum, most important. Do you think it was a strange choice, though? Because one thinks of his interviewing technique, which perhaps left a little to be desired somehow?
Yeah, I guess these days in particular, I think he probably wouldn't get... I mean, like, if there was a show like this now, they probably wouldn't pick someone like Molly Meldrum, but I think I think it just basically all fell into fate, really. I think it was all meant to be. I think the wackiness of his kind of interviewing really, you know, brought a lot of humour into Countdown. I think it was, you know, there was a serious kind of side of Countdown, then there was his kind of funny interviewing. I mean, there's classic interviews, I mean, like the Prince Charles edition for Etc. The way he interviewed Kim Wilde in 82 and she had a go at him and everything. But I think he, that kind of side to him, I think people kind of related to, and I think it was a vital part of the show, actually.
Yeah. In fact, when I think back when there were guest compares, you know, Australian pop stars at the time, they were very affectionate to Molly. They tended to take the mickey out of him, but it was all done with a lot of warmth and affection, wasn't it?
Yes, I definitely think so. I think, you know, I think he was very unique in his own way, and they, you know, could relate to his, you know, maybe not so stuffy journalistic kind of skills, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And even like, I'll get back to even like someone like Madonna. I remember she, the Meldrum Tapes interview he did in 85, she actually apparently flew him up over to America because she said, you know, he was her favourite interviewer. So obviously he, you know, struck a chord with some people. I mean, you know, he's known by all these people.
Well, he became second best friends. I mean, the interview with Elton John.
Yep.
It was like just two old queens together, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. Even like someone like Rod Stewart. I mean, you know, he stuck up, you know, like a relationship with him as well. And, of course, as you said, Elton John.
Well, yeah. Do you know, realise that the wedding was announced on Countdown of Elton John's marriage to Renata Bowe?
Yes, in 84. It was indeed.
Yeah. We didn't know about it until then. No one did. Not even Molly, actually.
Amazing stuff. Jason, can you ever see a similar program returning or Countdown returning itself?
I mean, I don't know. This has been asked a lot, and I've asked a lot of people this when I've interviewed artists as well who appeared on the show. I don't know. It's kind of a hard kind of question in a way. I mean, I think these days, the problem I think these days is that there's far too much focus on, you know, ratings instantly. I mean, you know, if it doesn't work in the first, you know, month or so, it gets axed. Mm. I mean, like, I think the bestest thing since Countdown, actually, on the ABC, which the ABC are showing, is Spicks and Specs. I think it's a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not so much, you know, a show like Countdown, but it's got that kind of same vibe, I would say. But as far as a new show like Countdown, as I said, I don't think that the music scene is as strong as it was, I would say. But not only that, I mean, there's a lot of, I could get very technical with this, but I mean, there's a lot of, like, for instance, a lot of idol shows and all of that kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about musicians. I mean, Countdown was great because even Molly Meldrum, I mean, he put on like Pseudo Echo in 83 as an unsigned band. I mean, there were lots of, the live scene in Australia was amazing.
Yeah. Well, there were the venues too.
Jason, yeah, there were lots of venues and there were lots of things. I mean, now there's not as many venues for bands to play. Mm. People aren't getting signed as much. I mean, but you never know. I mean, it could work, but I don't know. I guess you would just have to wait and see what would happen.
Jason, look, thank you very much for talking to us, and thank you for sharing your passion.
Oh, indeed, my passion. Yes.
And you can always visit Jason's page, countdownmemories.com. Thanks, Jason.
That's all right. Thank you very much.